but it's not the original. So it's pretty neat. But of course, I got the 63, which I'm still actually sourcing because I didn't have them in the window. But the openers for that window, so which are different than the 58s, of course. But
so you say that 63 window that's in your front of your trailer, your front window?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. Well, you're lucky it's not in your back window, because when I'm judging, that wouldn't have been original.
The funny thing is, it is. In 57, they used the hair standard window everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
In 58, they had hair standard windows on the sides. And I think it's – I always get these two mixed up. But I think it was Clearview windows used in front and back in 58 through 61 or 2, somewhere around there. And then the Hallmark 12, and I may get that reversed, but either way, the Hallmark 12 and the Clearview are very similar. So unless you're looking at Rob's trailer from the back and from the front at the same time, you can't see the difference.
Oh, well, sounds good. Sounds good. At least you got it going there.
Yeah, yeah. If you remember when I got the trailer, it was the whole front window, half the frame had been cut out for a home Jabra air conditioner, put in the front window. So, but I just can't believe there's no other 63 guys out there that call in, and hopefully maybe there's somebody with a 64, but maybe there's just nothing special to talk about them.
We had a 63 guy lined up, but he had work call, so he had to run off to that. But yeah, get a 64 guy, call us up, tell us what's good. We're going to get to the 70s. We're going to have tons of calls, and everybody's going to think the 70s are much better than the 60s.
You think? Is it a 60 throwdown?
Yeah, might come to that.
Well, it all depends if you're into the disco era or not.
We had an email from Martin. He has a buddy who has a 66 Tradewind, and he wants to put on a rack on the back of his Tradewind to carry a couple of Harleys. So we've kind of talked about this kind of stuff before. We don't like that idea, but is there a way to do it and to do it right, or is it just not feasible to do on an Airstream?
Well, he doesn't want to put a rack to carry the Harleys. He wants to put a hitch to tow the Harleys.
Oh, is that what it is, to tow them behind? Okay.
That's how I read it.
All right.
Now, I realize some states allow the two trailers behind your truck, and some provinces do. I don't believe New York allows it, but I know Quebec does, and
I think out west. I think California does.
Yeah. I think there is length limitations, but it's an interesting concept. Personally, I think you could make it work. If you're in a state that allows it, I think there's proper ways to do this. One thing I would say, what's kind of interesting about that Tradewind is it's got a structural steel frame as opposed to a box section frame. So it's really, really heavy duty main rails on it. The cross members aren't that strong, so you'd have to certainly replace the cross members underneath to triangulate things a little bit. But what I was going to suggest, instead of putting a trailer behind it, may not be into this, but I have seen these things that go into a receiver on a truck or a car, and you drive the front wheel into this device and strap the front wheel to it, and then you jack the front of the bike up off the ground, so the back wheel is actually still rolling on the ground, and so the motorcycle is sort of half a trailer. That might be a little bit more realistic. Obviously, there's going to be some tail weight there, but you're going to have to make sure that the your tongue weight on the trailer still conforms to the somewhere between 10% and 15% of the total load, to make sure you don't get sway issues with the added load on the rear bumper. And the other thing, of course, you got to make sure that the trailer is actually in good shape, because 9 times out of 10, the rear floor area is rotted out anyway, and the body's separated from the chassis. So if you hung a motorcycle off the back there, or even a portion of a motorcycle.